four recipes, 2 minutes each. It's Steph's 4x2 of winter warmers. Steph, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. How are you going?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Thanks for joining us on this week. So we've got four recipes this week. What are we looking at?
So I guess winter cooking to start with is all about slowing down and really warming up. And especially during these times of isolation, I want to take you through a few recipes that are really good ones to warm yourself in winter, but also make use of some of the beautiful winter produce that you find at this time of year. So to kick us off, my favorite soup to make every single winter I make it is a beautiful warming cauliflower soup. Have you made a cauliflower soup before, Sean?
I haven't made one. I think I might have had one in the past, and I remember it being pretty tasty.
They're so tasty, and they're so simple to make. So all you need to do is get a whole cauliflower, put it in a pot, cover it with some stock, and really you just need to... Oh, you can put one potato in there as well. That'll make it a bit creamier, but you just boil that until the cauliflower essentially disintegrates. You can blitz it up. You can season it with a bit of salt and pepper, and add any of your favorite fatty slash not so healthy ingredients like butter and cream and different cheeses, maybe some Parmesan or Gruyere or something like that, and then blitz it up in your blender or with a stick blender or something like that into a really creamy, warming, delicious cauliflower soup. It's super, super simple to do. And I reckon in terms of bang for your buck, one of the easiest recipes to warm you in winter.
Yeah, I think the one I might have had in the past that I'm recalling had a little bit of cheese in it, made it taste pretty good to me.
And the more the better.
How can people find the recipe?
Well, I think that when it comes to something so simple, you can go online. There's a bunch of different resources, and everyone who sort of contributes a recipe has their own little spin on it. So there might be a different spice mix that you can use or a different type of cheese that you can use, depending on your preference. But essentially, the method is exactly the same. It's just about boiling cauliflower for a long time, maybe with a bit of onion, maybe with a bit of potato, adding a bit of cheese or something like that, and blitzing it all up and warming yourself. And my top tip for this one as well is when you're making something like cauliflower soup, make more than you need, because it's so easy to just put in a container, put in the freezer, and then you can just warm it back up and you've got dinner for another night.
Fantastic. Well, if that one doesn't quite fill us up, what's our second one?
Well, you'll definitely be filled up with the second one. Something I also make every winter is braised beef cheeks. Braising is a really simple way of cooking that basically involves covering some sort of meat or vegetable dish with a liquid and cooking it for a really, really long time. And beef cheeks are one of my favorites. All you need to do is you need to brown off your beef cheeks. Again, using some kind of stock, maybe a combination of wine, maybe putting some onions in there to flavor the liquid that you put it in. You put them in a big heavy pot and put them on the stove. You can put them in an oven roasting tray, cover them with foil, or you can put them in your slow cooker and cook them for, you know, 4, 5, 6 hours. Just set it in the morning, and when you're ready to eat it, they're ready. You take them out and you put them on some nice mashed potatoes or something like that. One of the most beautiful, delicious falling apart beef dishes that you can possibly make. Fantastic.
Yum, yum, yum. Okay, braised beef cheeks. That sounds pretty good. We can stick that in the Google box if you want to track that one down, I guess.
Yeah, well, my favorite recipe for braised beef cheeks actually comes from a restaurant called Movida down in Melbourne. There's one at the Sydney airport as well. The chef's name's Frank Kimura. And I've been a sworn allegiance to this braised beef cheek recipe ever since I first did it. It just worked every time, so you can check that one out online as well.
What's recipe number three?
So number three, usually you don't sort of associate salads with winter cooking, but I think winter salads take a bit of a different form, and it's all about using the beautiful winter produce that's available. So growing now, the best time of year to get things like different types of lettuces, different types of those sort of bitter salad greens, things like radicchio and witloff and endive and those sorts of things. And this time of year, you'll also find a lot of citrus is starting to come into season. So a nice warm salad, you might be able to char grill a bit of citrus, maybe some grapefruit or some oranges or something like that. Mix them with some of those bitter greens from the garden, some radicchio, and then make a warm dressing, not necessarily something like a normal standard vinaigrette, but maybe adding some honey, adding some spices, adding some nuts, and having a sort of a warm salad, a mix of bitter leaves, a mix of different citruses and things like that. Also adding in things like roasted vegetables, maybe roasted pumpkin or roasted sweet potato, and making warm salads that sort of accompany some of these heavier dishes as well to really make use of the beautiful winter vegetables and produce that's available at this time of year.
Fantastic. Is there a particular recipe to track down on that one?
Yeah, I always like the salad recipes from a chef and cookbook author named Hedy McKinnon. She's created books like Family and Community, and they're a mixture of just fantastic salad recipes out of her Arthur Street kitchen in Brooklyn in the States. So that Community and Arthur Street kitchen are the places to go for some really good winter salad recipes.
Excellent. Fantastic. What's our last one?
So the last one is the roasted lamb shoulder. You might see this sort of appearing on menus as a share dish for people to enjoy. But, you know, everyone's familiar with the leg of lamb. It's an old faithful, an old classic. But when it comes to roasting lamb, you can't go past lamb shoulder. I definitely enjoy a lamb shoulder much more than I like a leg of lamb being roasted. It's one of those active parts of a lamb that gets used a lot. The shoulder is a lean cut that has a lot of connective tissue and a lot of different types of muscle in it. So it's actually really necessary for you to cook these for a really, really long time. So to cook a lamb shoulder, you put it in the oven with a bit of water in the tray, cover it tightly with some foil, and you want to be cooking it for up to about 8 hours, close to 8 or 9 hours. So you probably cook it for the first 8 hours at about 120 degrees, a really, really low temperature for a really long time. And then for that last hour, you can take the foil off, you can ramp up the temperature of your oven and completely crisp up the outside of that lamb shoulder. And you're in one of those situations where you're grabbing a hold of a big bone and just slightly tugging on it, and it's coming out completely clean. And it's just absolute melt-in-your-mouth, delicious, delicious lamb for you to eat.
I must admit, you know, I've been having the thought of a nice lamb, leg of lamb roast sort of playing around in the back of my head of late. Maybe that one's the one to give a go. Where would I find that?
My favourite and one of the sort of classic recipes for lamb shoulder that sort of kicked off the whole sort of lamb shoulder movement we're seeing now is from Andrew McConnell. He's a chef that owns a number of restaurants in Melbourne as well. Places like Cumulus, he owns Super Normal, the Builder's Arms, a bunch of restaurants down there, and he's got a bunch of cookbooks too. So you can look out for Andrew McConnell's roasted lamb shoulder recipe. Works every time, can't go wrong.
Well, Steph, and it sounds absolutely terrific. Obviously, we are getting a little bit chilly at the moment. These sound like good ones to warm us up. Thanks very much.
No worries at all, Sean. Good to talk to you.